Unit 8, Fast Food and Teen Workers. Reading 1, Fast Food and Teen Workers. Two aspects of American society helped the fast food industry take off in the 1950s, teenagers and cars, both of which boomed in number after World War II. At the end of World War II, soldiers returned home and started families. With so many people all having babies at the same time, this era became known as the baby boom generation. By the end of the 1950s, these baby boomers were teenagers. Many of these teenagers had cars. This is where the fast food industry got its first foothold. Fast food chains targeted their marketing toward teens with cars by having drive-through windows for ordering and serving food, and by introducing car hops for service. Car hops were waitresses who usually wore roller skates and brought the food outside the restaurant so that people could eat in their cars. But even from the early days of the first fast food restaurants, teens could be found on both sides of the counter, ordering and serving. Along with enjoying spending time in their cars, teens needed jobs to pay for gas, repairs, and insurance. By employing teens and putting money in their pockets for car expenses, fast food restaurants could find plenty of applicants willing to work for minimum wage. Teenagers soon filled the majority of low-skilled jobs needed to work in fast food restaurants, such as putting together hamburgers, taking orders, and frying potatoes. The long-standing trend of fast food chains hiring teenagers continues today. Because most teenagers still live at home with their parents, they can afford to take jobs that pay very little. Additionally, jobs in fast food chains are plentiful because turnover is high in the fast food industry. The typical fast food worker quits her or his job or is fired between 3 to 6 months after first starting the job. It is not hard for a teenager looking for work to find half a dozen fast food restaurants in her or his neighborhood with help wanted signs in the window. In fact, finding someone in the United States today who did not work in a fast food restaurant when he or she was a teenager is not easy. 1 out of every 8 Americans has worked at McDonald's, the largest fast food chain in the United States. While many people believe that it is important for young people to learn good work ethics and money management, others believe that the fast food industry is hurting the education of teenagers who attend high school while they try to hold a part-time job at night. Many high school counselors and teachers say they have seen the effects of long work hours after school on students. When students work 6 or 7 hours at a fast food restaurant after school, they do not have the energy to study or do homework. They often do not have the energy to stay awake in class the next day either. As the students' grades fall, their chances of going to a good university slip away. However, teenagers continue to work and fast food restaurants continue to profit. Annually, Americans spend over $100 billion on fast food. Every day, 25% of the American population buys some kind of fast food. This could include hamburgers, hot dogs, pizza, Mexican food, Chinese food, or fried fish. Although the baby boomers may have outgrown their jobs in the fast food industry, business is still booming for hamburger chains with plenty of openings for a new generation of teen workers.